to you by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World, Drummer Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Now Oakland gets the ball down low. Shelby Gibson, and you know what happens there, 12 points. Gibson is on fire. Emily Eubank, or Ansley Eubank, in the game. Now stepping in front of it is Gibson. Tries to make the pass and hits the backboard. Laverne comes away with the basketball. They're down the floor quickly. Reynolds for three. It is in and out. Rebound. Gibson scoops it off the board. Up the floor to Emily Eubank. Emily stops. Pops from the foul line. It's good. Emily's first basket of the game.
Really shoots well for around the perimeter.
27-11 Oakland. Setting up in a soft press. Reynolds right wing. Cutting through. Driving to the rack is LaToya Darby. Well, you can see so much growth in this Laverne squad.
Oh, definitely. They are, especially against the press.
Emily Eubank to House. Now back to Emily, and Ansley drives baseline. Nothing there. Emily will put up about a 10-footer. No good. Rebound. Oliver misses, but got her put back to fall from about 8 feet.
The difference in this game so far is that Oakland's out rebounded Laverne 12 to 3.
That's where that size factor comes in when you've got twin towers in the paint. Gibson in there, the lone post player now with Riggins and Oliver on the bench.
Gibson's actually running the floor pretty well tonight.
Ellen Riggins is going to come back in here any moment.
Getting back in playing shape.
Top of the key, Darby. She turns, spins at the foul line, gets tied up, or does she get fouled? She got fouled by House, I believe. 33, it is House. Her first.
Mentioned Gibson had that injury earlier in the year and had to sit out several weeks, so she's just now really getting back to staying on the court with long minutes.
Oliver is in for Riggins. This game probably really good for her before she plays Blackman tomorrow night if they hold on to win, and they're obviously favored to do that. Ball stolen away. Emily Eubank misses the lay-in. Riggins runs down the loose ball, and then she's going to be fouled by Laverne's Audrey Biggs. I want to say congratulations to all of those wrestlers as well. Get a full report on Wrestling State Tournament in the D&J in the morning from Tom Crager. Inbounds to Ansley Eubank. Ansley right wing, fires it up. It is no good. Rebound, Gibson puts it off the glass. Yes. She gets it high off the glass too, John.
Never brings the ball down. That's just a really good, for that young a player, that's really some good technique.
Pass is going to be deflected. Goes out of bounds off of Oakland. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update with 4:20 to go in the half. It's 19-13 MTCS over Eagleville, 19-13. MTCS leading Eagleville in the 9A Boys Championship game. 5.5 to go here. Get it inside, and Darby has her shot rejected by Gibson. Down the far sideline, Emily Eubank to Ansley. Back to Emily. Fires it over to House. House drives the lane, pulls up. Off the left block, scores. Kiara House with four. 33-13, a 20-point lead for Oakland, and stolen away. Ansley Eubank's going to have a lay-in, and it's good. And with that, we've got a timeout on the floor. A one-minute break for us with Oakland leading Laverne 35-13 on State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
Changes in your life create new financial needs. Whether it's graduation, a promotion, retirement, or other significant life changes, First Bank is there to help you succeed. Everything from a First Rewards checking account, investment services, business banking, and more, your hometown friends at First Bank are here to help you. I'm Ben Weatherford, inviting you to come by the First Bank location that's nearest you, or visit us on the web at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tonight's game brought to you by Two's Good Food and Fun, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Left wing Biggs fires up the two. It's no good. Offside rebound. Ellen Riggins, she's bringing it down the floor herself, crosses the timeline to Emily Eubank. Left wing, deep in the left corner is House. She passes off, gets it back. They try to feed underneath to Caitlin King. She loses it out of bounds. I think maybe tipped out by Laverne. Jasmine Smith coming back in. Tia Freeman going out for the Lady Wolverines. Ansley Eubank for three, no good. Rebound, Riggins off the glass, it's good. Rebounds, putbacks, huge in this game for the Lady Patriots.
Well, Oakland having their way on the boards. 17 rebounds here in the first half.
Leading Laverne 37-13. Pass here to the near side, Reynolds. Crimson has it tipped away by Kiara House. House runs down the loose ball, but then stolen away by Darby. Darby down the near sideline. Passes off in the corner to Biggs. Biggs looking in. Now passes across court. No shot there for Miranda Berlin, who's in the game. House down the floor, tips it away. Then she trips and falls, can't get to it. Laverne basketball, Reynolds.
Well, boy, House has come off the bench and is really, like you say, about her defense, it's been phenomenal.
Left side, Reynolds, and ball tipped out of bounds by Emily Eubank after the high pass to Darby.
Oakland trapping on one side and anticipating in the passing lanes on the other side. It's making it really tough for Laverne right now. They've really increased their defense intensity.
The winner of this game plays Blackman tomorrow night. And trapped, ball on the floor. Laverne gets out of it underneath the basket. It's Biggs putting up the shot. She's fouled. Got away with one there, maybe. Foul is on Ansley Eubank, her first.
Kim Francis showing those school colors tonight.
First toss is no good at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966.
I told you I was 11 then, didn't I? Did I tell you I was 11?
You did. I was a twinkle in my mother's eye. Second one, no good. Riggins stops, pops, just inside the three-point arc. It's a two-point basket for Riggins. Don't really know that she wanted it, but she was wide open. 39-13, Oakland. 3:04 left in the first half. Far side, Darby. Firing up the three is Berlin, no good. Rebound, Ansley Eubank down low, gives it off to Riggins. It's good, and there is a foul. 10 points for Riggins with a chance for the plus one.
Riggins getting much more aggressive on the offensive boards now and also offensively with Gibson on the bench. And Eubank going to get a breather, and Randy Bivens getting ready to come in too.
The toss is good for Riggins, 11 points for her. Oakland led in scoring by Shelby Gibson's 14 thus far. 26-15, MTCS with 2:22 left in the second quarter of play over Eagleville in the 9A championship game being played in Tullahoma.
Doesn't matter what kind of lead they've got.
No, not in that one.
Whoever leads could be in trouble.
Trapped in the front court is Darby. Gets it down here to Biggs. Now Darby gets it back. Shot from the right foul line is no good. Oakland with the rebound. Ansley Eubank brings it down the floor. Ansley to Barnes, to Bivens. Now to Riggins in the corner. Caitlin King with the left-handed hook shot. It's good. Oakland's bigs are playing well tonight. 44-13, Patriots. Berlin. Back to Reynolds. Pull up from the right foul line. No good by I believe that was Darby who shot that and missed. Bivens, the feed into King. She's double-teamed, turns, spins, almost went anyway. She kind of had her back to the goal. She's got such upper body strength.
I don't even know if she knows how much body strength she has, really.
Probably not. Darby trapped. She was over and back, and they didn't call it. Shot by Smith, no good. Rebound tipped. Oakland's got it. They're on the run. A minute 25 to go in the first half. Ansley down the floor to Bivens. Bivens, oh, missed the lay-in. It bounced twice and fell away. And a timeout for Laverne and a 30-second break here, and we will keep it here for a word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction.
When you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can
consider it sold.
How do you like the way I kind of involve you in the commercials?
I like that.
Tonight's
I feel a
game.
Part of it.
Tonight's game.
Should I shut up now?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm through with you. State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage brought to you by Gil's Ace Hardware. I was by there today, Gil's Ace Hardware. They were selling Girl Scout cookies.
Oh.
The Helpful Place brings you text alerts of local sports scores during the games. You can sign up at WGNSradio.com. Stop by and see Jenny Williams and everyone at Gil's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville, 459-4457. And those scores you're getting from Rafferty Cleary back at the station.
You know, I've had many women tell me they're through with me. I don't know why. Riggins from the left foul shot up and no good. That was before my 14 years of marriage.
No, I'm glad you clarified that.
Yes. Coming here to the near side is Reynolds. I do have a score to pass along. It goes out of bounds. Laverne basketball. Halftime on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. MTCS leading 28-15 over Eagleville. 28-15 MTCS. That's halftime in the District 9A Boys Championship game from Tullahoma. 50 seconds left here in the first half. Driving off the right block. It's good by Jasmine Smith, the freshman, getting her first basket tonight.
Very nice drive there by Jasmine Smith.
Ansley Eubank, they whip it around the horn. They finally feed it down low to Ellen Riggins. It hits the underneath of the backboard, which is out of bounds. She was trying to pass back out and was too far underneath. Turnover, Oakland. That is Oakland's seventh turnover. 28 seconds. Laverne basketball. Walking it across the timeline now is Darby. Comes here to the near side. They clear out a lane. Darby drives in, has it partially blocked by Bivens, and out of bounds. Far baseline is where they're going to inbound. And thrown away, but tipped out of bounds by Ansley Eubank.
It's going to be a long day tomorrow.
Isn't it, though?
Yes, I can already tell. I can already feel it.
15 seconds to go. Inbounds, driving the lane. And basket by Jasmine Neal from the right or left side. Pretty nice move on the inbounds play. With 5 seconds, Ansley Eubank to Bivens. Now Riggins for three from the deep left corner. No good, and there's your horn. And your score here at halftime. The Oakland Lady Patriots lead the Laverne Lady Wolverines by a score of 44-17. 44-17 is your score. We'll have all the stats coming up for you here in just a few moments, but a timeout, and we'll continue our State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage here on WGNS AM/FM online.
Tired of paying too much for TV, telephone, and internet in your business? Take it to the source. This is Andy with Intersource, and we are experts in TV, telephone, and internet for business. We represent almost every option there is, so we can bundle a package together that is perfect for your business. For the best in business TV, telephone, and internet, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800. It's time for Blue Raider Baseball, and Lightning's Locker Room is ready to update your Middle Tennessee baseball gear. Lightning's Locker Room has new Nike tees, new Era brand on-the-field flat-bill hats, just like the players wear, and the new white Sunday hats. Don't miss your chance to be one of the first to wear the new Blue Raider gear. Visit Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. They're also open at the stadium Fridays and game days. Lightning's Locker Room.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, inviting you to come into Toots at any of our three locations and try our daily specials. Our most popular specials are chicken finger baskets on Wednesday for $4.99, and on Friday, your choice of shrimp, clam, or fried catfish basket, also for only $4.99. Hi, this is Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Restaurant, inviting you to visit one of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
Having nightmares over mailing? Call me, Corey at Franklin's Printing. I am the resident mailing expert at Franklin's Printing. I will personally and professionally handle your data files. I will purge, merge, and get it in the mail on time for you. From barcodes to zip codes, postcards to magazines, relax, Franklin's will mail it for you. Call us at 895-0651 or visit us on the web at franklinsprinting.org.
Self-storage has never been so convenient, thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell, call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today, 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back as we continue coverage of District 7 AAA basketball tournament action presented by State Farm here on WGNS. And as we have a break in the action now, we are going to get to the announcement of our 2012-2013 All-Rutherford County Middle School Boys Basketball Team. Sponsored by WGNS Primetime Sports, Intersource, and Winners Trophies and Sporting Goods. And making the team this year from Blackman Middle, Anthony Ochoa, David Ivey, and Jalen White. From Central Magnet, Cooper Vaughn. From Christiana, Preston Barge, Gentry Bonds, and Rodney Murray. From Eagleville, Joseph Sewell, Eric Hawks, and Matthew Boyette. From Laverne Middle School, Malik Gray, Bryce Williams, and Vincent Helms. And as we continue the announcement of the All-Rutherford County Middle School Boys Basketball Team, Middle Tennessee Christian Schools, Nathan Smith and Taylor Garner are on the team, along with Oakland's Omar Lyons, Dre Littaker, and Cody Miller. From Rock Springs, Trey Baliaz. From Rockvale, Vontae Martin and David Heath. From Siegel Middle School, the Cavaliers represented by Marcus Wilson and Danielson Whitmore. From Smyrna, Princeton Fant. And from Stewart's Creek Middle, Desmond Sales and Kristen Metwa. And from Whitworth Buchanan, Miles Cicero and Brennan Robinson. That is your 2012-2013 All-Rutherford County Middle School Boys Basketball Team, presented by WGNS Primetime Sports, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. Andy DeGraw, we want to say thanks for helping us make this possible. And it goes without saying, Winners Trophies and Sporting Goods and Kelly Hockenberry, she really outdid herself this year once again with the plaques for 51 total middle school basketball team members who made this all-county team that was decided on by the coaches, and it was voted on by the coaches, and these are the representatives in boys. A bit later on, we'll get to the announcement of the girls' team as well, And again, our thanks to Intersource and Winners Trophies, because without them, this honor for these young people would not be made available. By the way, you can check out our website, goprimetimesports.com. And on the right-hand side, there is a link for the All-County Middle School basketball team. You can click on that and download full-size photos from our picture day, which was held this past week. And you can download those photos, save them for later. It also has who is who and where and what in the picture. So download that from our website, goprimetimesports.com. And again, on the right-hand side, you'll find a link for All-County Middle School basketball team. And there you can find all of the information and upcoming in the Murfreesboro Post and Daily News Journal and other publications here in the Mid-State. All right, thanks again for the sponsorship from Intersource and Winners Trophies, along with WGNS Primetime Sports. Over 20 years we've done this. We're going to get back to more of the District 7 AAA tournament coverage here on WGNS when we return. Hope you'll stay with us.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley: if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change. Which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Toots. Here at Toots Restaurants, one of our most popular menu items are our seafood baskets. Fried clam, catfish, and oyster baskets are all our favorites. And also, we have a fried shrimp basket. At Toots, our most popular appetizer is, believe it or not, fried dill pickles. We've been serving those for 27 years. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun!
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
The convenience, the price, free daycare, free tanning, and they have everything we need.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Loveless Fine Photography is now the official photographers for Blackman, Siegel, Riverdale High, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian Schools.
Football pictures that we've done for the larger high schools are online. I know the parents will love looking at them, and everybody else love looking at them.
Alan Loveless has made the process easy. Go to lovelessphotography.com, click on Online Gallery 2, and you can even order right there.
It's just simple online ordering.
Loveless Photography, 890-1558. Photography you'll love. Why settle for less?
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And the stats tonight brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophy, and Game Day's Team Sports. Scoring went like this: Riggins had 11, Eubank with 2, Barnes with 3, Oliver with 4. It was Caitlin King with 4, Kara House had 4, and Shelby Gibson leading the Oakland Patriots with 14. Eubank Ansley had 2. For Laverne, Bosch had 2, Reynolds with 5, Freeman with 2, Smith with 4, and Darby with 4. And we're about ready to get set underway. Oakland out-rebounded Laverne 21-5. They shot 56% from the field to Laverne's 36, and Laverne has 12 turnovers to Oakland 7.
All right.
And we're ready for the second half.
Here we go with starting lineups. All of this from Winners Trophies, Game Day's Team Sports, and Winners Trophies. Foul underneath the basket on Oakland. We'll check that out for you. The starting lineup for Laverne is Smith, Darby, Biggs, Reynolds, and Bosch. For Oakland, the foul on Sylvia Barnes. First free throw is missed. You've got Emily Eubank. Also, Ellen Riggins. There she is. Shelby Gibson and Caitlin Oliver. Starting lineups here in the second half. Brought to you by Game Days Team Sports, formerly AG Sporting Goods, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. Bounce pass. They get it underneath to Gibson. You know the result. Gibson with 16 points. Got some big news out of wrestling. Tom Krager just tweeted out. Scotty Boykin wins the state sectional and is now headed to his second straight wrestling championship game, or match, if you will. So congratulations to Scotty Boykin from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. Ball tipped out of bounds. Oakland with the inbounds play. Riggins to Gibson. Gibson, it's good. And there is a foul.
Well, she gets it right there underneath the basket. It's almost impossible to stop. I mean, it's just either foul or, and they really have nobody to keep her from getting the ball.
Fans Heating and Air, plus one coming up. Shot it. Got it. 19 for Gibson. Approaching a 20-point night. They had four losses on the year, John, and in those four losses, you know, she played one game of those four losses, and those were to Riverdale and Blackman. I think tomorrow night's going to be a much different Oakland team that you see play Blackman for the third time this year.
Well, her presence in the middle just has got to be something you've got to be concerned about, and her endurance is probably the only question right now, but it's getting there.
Gibson with the foul. Laverne turns it over, and Barnes drives the floor and scores. 51-18, Oakland leads. Just under 7 minutes to play. Ball tipped around. Darby passes off right side. Crimson Reynolds with the three attempt. It's no good. Oakland down the floor quickly. Missed it. Missed another one. Tip up. Missed that. And now Laverne comes away with it. Darby down the floor. Stops. She pulls up. Four-footer. No good. Couldn't get the roll there. Oakland with the long pass up. Emily Eubank in the paint. Six-footer bounces three times. Won't fall. Rebound tipped out by Oliver. And now she's going to be fouled by LaToya Darby.
Oakland shot 56% in that first half. 20 of 36. Brian, a lot of that were easy layups, though.
40-24 with 3:30. Make that with 2 minutes to go in the third. Just got a score update. 43-30. 43-30, MTCS leading Eagleville with 2 minutes to go in the third on your Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard in the 9A Boys Championship game.
Boy, isn't that eerily similar?
Yeah. One tweet from MTCS Sports Update said, it's never enough. And boy, is that the case. We feed inside to Caitlin King, who just came in, trying to go high-low. King to Ellen Riggins, and Ellen wasn't expecting it. Turnover number 8. Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Brian. Right on top of it.
Always are.
Not always, but try to be.
Good 99% of the time. Bounce pass to Smith. Foul line. Now flips it back out. The long two from the left wing. No good by Bosch. Rebound Oakland. We've said that a lot tonight. They have really controlled the boards. Feet inside to Caitlin King. She's double-teamed off the glass. A little short. Got her own rebound, though, and put it in the hole. There's no answer for that from Laverne tonight.
Oh, a nice little nifty move by King with her left hand.
Long two from Bosch, left side, no good. Tries to run it down after the ball bounds away, and Smith couldn't hold on to the rebound. So it'll be a rebound and a turnover there for Laverne. Kiara House coming back into the game. House in for Caitlin Oliver. 53-18. 5:19 to go in the third. Oakland up. Emily Eubank for three off the lip of the rim. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Laverne's. Nika Bosch.
Excuse me, Brian. That's some youth there. They saw that ball go off, and they just kind of stood there, and that usually would be their ball, and they didn't get it back, and Keaton King scores.
Inbounds to her, and she puts it in the hole, a little two-footer. Paint points have been huge for Oakland tonight. And driving is Darby, and she runs into a block wall. And that was Caitlin King. Down the floor, Barnes is going to be fouled, trying to lay it in the hole. Foul is on Reynolds, her second. And at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, Sylvia Barnes. Sylvia with 5 points. First one is no good. She'll have another. Fans Heating and Air has built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction. 893-7930.
Sixth grade, Manchester City Schools, back in the old Westwood days, 1966.
Second one is good by Sylvia Barnes. Manchester, huh?
Manchester. Went 1 year to Manchester. Dad went up there and taught at Coffee County Junior High.
Was he the a teacher or?
He was a teacher.
Administrator,
he
not then?
He was a teacher, not then.
Darby passes off into the far corner to Bosch. Try to feed inside to Smith. She's double-teamed. Ball rolling around. Oakland comes away with it. Long outlet pass is stolen away now by Oakland. Or by Laverne. So back-to-back turnovers. 9 turnovers for Oakland. Driving baseline. Cut off there is Bosch. Now the long two rolls around the rim. Will not fall for Jasmine Smith. She was robbed there. Long pass up. Kiara House. Layup good. Kiara kind of wiping up the floor there after being pushed down, and a timeout on the floor, which we will take as well. Oakland leads 58-18 on State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsup offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS brought to you tonight by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm.
Right side, Bosch looks in. Bounce pass goes into Tia Freeman. Underneath the goal, missed it. And on the rebound, it's going to be a Jasmine Smith foul. And Oakland will have the basketball coming this way. Alexa Cairo, senior, into the game for the Lady Patriots. Randy Bivens. And also Ansley Eubank came in at the break. Sylvia Barnes and House round out the lineup for Oakland. Ansley in the far corner. 3:20 to go. And a 40-point Oakland lead. House feeds Barnes in the corner. She's in the far corner. They're moving left to right as we see it now. Bivens here to Ansley Eubank. Shovels it in to Cairo. Off the glass, Alexa Cairo.
Oakland still working it inside. That time, Cairo the recipient. Easy basket, 2 points.
48-35, MTCS leads Eagleville after three. 48-35, MTCS in the 9A championship game. Bosch has it knocked out of bounds, and she lost control of it thanks to Randy Bivens, and another Laverne turnover. That's 16. Ansley crosses the timeline now. Oakland will face Blackman tomorrow night in the third game of our four games tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow afternoon, I guess, about 6 o'clock. We'll call it evening. Barnes to Ansley Eubank here in the near corner. Back out to Bivens for three from downtown. No good. Rebound comes off deep. Saved by Laverne. Bosch gives it up to Smith. Smith to Darby. Going right side is Bosch. She flips it back outside to Reynolds. Turning, spinning is Smith and gets it to fall. Kind of an awkward shot, but Crimson, or make that Jasmine Smith, nice effort there.
Worked hard to get that basket.
Cairo underneath, one-handed hook in the paint, no good. Rebound, guess who? Kiera House. 8 points for House. She's been all over the place defensively tonight. Darby, way out front, a minute and a half to go, 62-20, Oakland leads.
Her grandma makes some good cornbread.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I've been a recipient of that before.
Bounce pass, they get it inside to Smith, misses the shot. Now the ball on the floor, it's going to be a jump ball, Oakland basketball. And a Laverne turnover. Minute 18 to go in the third. Coming in is Keosha Norris. Norris into the game, 6'3 senior. Left side, House to Cairo. Right wing, Bivens. The lob, they try to get it inside, and it's stolen away. Bosch, but rolling around. Laverne has thrown it away themselves. House to Bivens. Bivens now back out to Ansley Eubank, and they reset. Cairo pops out to help. House, the feed. They go down low. Shot off the glass and good.
Good pass by House. Norris was able to take it in.
Driving right side, floating one up there baseline, no good by Darby. And there's a hacking foul. Foul on House. 33.3 to go. 33 with the foul. And I believe that Darby's a bit shaken up there. Coach Kim Francis is going to go to the bench, it looks like.
Took a pretty hard foul. I think they're giving her time to shake it off.
The official kind of laughing it up with Darby right now. And she's going to have a couple here from the fans. Heating and air free throw line. Shot it and got it. Five for Darby. Jasmine Smith leads the scoring with seven. I believe that Sina Morris, freshman, is going to come in for her if she makes it and doesn't. Darby hits one of two. Ansley Eubank to House. Back to Eubank. Around the horn. Now Bivens has it right wing. Oakland passing it around outside with 14 seconds. The lob inside to Cairo, and she was held, and they didn't call it. And the reason I know she was held because they had her by the shirt tail of her jersey, and it came untucked. 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Blue Raiders a winner today in baseball, 1-0 in their season opener over Ball State. 5 seconds with four. Runner from the foul line. No good by Morris. Rebound put back. This one won't go by Bosch. And that's the end of three with your score. Oakland 64, Laverne 21 here on State Farm. 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage from WGNS.
Hi, I'm Andy, and we're Intersource. We offer the best in TV, internet, phone, home theater, and much, much more. If you're looking for
a superior sales experience,
815-1800.
An installation experience with attention to detail.
815-1800.
Extraordinary customer service.
815-1800.
A company that cares about taking care of you.
815-1800.
Go to the source.
Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS brought to you by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction, 64-21. Brian?
Long three, fired up right side, no good by Morris. And Oakland with the rebound. Ansley Eubank down the far sideline. Comes straight away now to Kiosha Norris to House. Now Randy Bivens, foul line. Puts one up there. No good. Off the back of the rim. Ball on the floor. House tips it out. Norris off the block. Bounces. Won't fall. Rebound, Laverne. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update, 56-45. As the tweet says, it's never easy. MTCS leading Eagleville, 56-45 with 4 minutes to go in the game. Left side, the two-pointer by Reynolds. No good from about 8 feet. Rebound Oakland, long pass up. Norris underneath, got the basket.
Norris moving pretty good underneath there.
66-21, clock running here. And Oakland will face Blackman tomorrow night in the semifinals. And our semifinal slate is all decided now. Ball tipped away. Run down that schedule here for you. Morris has the ball now for Laverne. Reynolds feed down low. And Freeman is going to be fouled by Cairo. Tomorrow at 2, it's Riverdale Smyrna girls, followed by the Blackman-Oakland boys at 3:30. At 5 o'clock, Blackman versus Oakland in girls play. And at 6:30, it's Siegel boys and Laverne boys. Those are your region teams. And those as well will be the teams that will make up the consolation and finals coming up Monday and Tuesday, but the semifinals tomorrow night. Tia Freeman hits the first free throw. She'll have another from the fans' heating and air free throw line. This one no good. Got her own rebound, though, and now they hold her. She's going to go back, maybe. No, not shooting this time. Don't have any other scores to pass along to you from other district play. The Franklin County boys beat Columbia boys in overtime, 63-61 in 8 AAA. Three from the right side by Bosch, no good. Laverne rebounds, Jasmine Smith. Smith back to Bosch. Long dial in from the right side by Crimson Reynolds. This one off the lip of the rim. And it falls away. Laverne basketball tipped out by Oakland. And stolen. Here's Randy Bivens. Randy to Ansley Eubank. Front of the rim, won't fall. Rebound put back. This one won't go. Rebound put back off the glass. This one won't go and out of bounds. It'll be Laverne basketball. Hannah Eglin is in the game for Oakland. Eglin came in for Eubank. Eglin, I know that better than that. Hannah Eglin.
You were listening to the address announcement.
I was. Trying to catch
names. You know her. You know this girl.
I did. Her father was pastor at my church for a while. Marvin. Right side, faking the shot. Driving in is Smith. Nothing there. Now back to Bosch. Feeds to Freeman. Flips it back out to Crimson Reynolds for the long two. No good. Out of bounds off of Oakland. 4:37 and rolling here, 66-22. Just trying to find out what the final margin's going to be. 2:45 left, 58-49 MTCS. 58-49. It's not over.
Creeping a little closer, aren't they?
9-point lead in single digits now for MTCS. Lob inbounds to Bosch. Try the bounce pass. It ought to be kicked, but it goes out of bounds anyway. Laverne Ball. Smyrna girls a winner in our first game tonight. It was 64-41. Try to go underneath, and players collide, rolling around. I guess the ball went out of bounds off of Oakland. It is Laverne's ball to toss in. Darby, far baseline, finds Berlin. Now back over to the right. Darby, bounce pass back to Bosch. Back to Darby in the far corner. 3:23 to go in the game. Left side, the three, high, arching. Berlin misses it. It's off the rim. Down the floor, Bevins has it stolen away. Oakland turnover. And now it should be a travel here on Darby, but I think they're going to call a foul instead. She walked before that, I think. It's on Eglin. At the foul line. Nope, it's out of bounds. Bosch. Pass back out to Berlin. Long two, no good from the left wing. 2.5 to go. Right side, the three, no good. By Oakland. Got some new players in and don't have them all. Ball picked up. Oakland with the steal after the Laverne turnover. Call the new play here. In the paint, shot blocked. Eaglin bounces twice and falls. Hannah Eaglin. 68-22. Off the right block, Jasmine Smith with the basket. 9 points for her. Down the floor, wide open for the three. Shot will not fall, and ball tipped out of bounds by Oakland. A lot of JV and freshman players in the game now for Oakland. As the clock rolls, we've got a minute and a half to go. Burn it underneath. Smith, it's rolling around on the floor, picked up by Oakland. Eaglin stops, gives it up. Now the bounce pass, get it down low to Kiosha Norris. Darby, top of the key, the three by Bosch is no good, and Oakland runs down the loose ball. 70-24. Oakland will play Blackman tomorrow night, game three of the four games. Semifinal action that we'll be bringing you tomorrow here on the radio. Jump ball is going to be the call. It's going to be Oakland's basketball as the clock continues to run here. 58-51 with 2:21 left. MTCS holding on now to a 7-point lead in the championship game over Eagleville. They've led throughout, had a big lead at one point, but we know what that means. Clock rolls with 20 seconds. Inbounds, Norris, shot will not go. Rebound, Laverne. Darby, long pass up the floor. Shot by Jade Lawson will not fall for the Lady Wolverines and Oakland's basketball, and that's going to be it. Final score tonight, is 70-24. 70-24, Oakland a winner. Oakland improves to 23-4 on the year with their win tonight over Laverne, and their season ends with a 3-23 mark. We invite you.